5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Good to have me back, of course. The show's got structure and class.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Brownless does everything.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Old in studio fat.
Yes, Jimmy.
Have a look at him. He's emerged out of Geelong and actually turned up into the studio.
And looking good.
Live, alive-o. Yeah. I'll tell you what we've got today. Paddy McCartan joins us, and we're going to find out what old Gap's up to because it's an interesting journey for him, former number one overall pick.
He's ready to go, Jimmy
boy. Good. Best of the clangers of 2020, and look forward to hearing from them.
You'll be
we
in
chat
that.
About the finals, some big games coming up. I don't actually mind your old mob, Fat, in the first up encounter. Right. And then an idiot song, which I'm looking forward to as well, because that just highlights your inability to do your job. Hello, Fat.
Ja, ja, ding dong. Oh, good to be with you, Jimmy boy. Oh, what a beautiful day it has been. I know it's 4 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, but what a day
it's been
had.
A beautiful day.
What a day. And g'day to you, chubs.
Buddy tackle by Mullis. Dropping the ball. Boyd took the advantage and played off from inside the centre square. Boyd's kicked the goal. Boyd's kicked the goal. From inside the centre. I believe that. Boyd has kicked the goal.
Tim, 4 years ago.
I can't believe that.
Today.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe when that actually happened. I'm obviously calling next to Bristle.
Yeah.
Because you call footy for 20 plus years, the thought of saying the F-bomb during a call never occurs to you.
Never.
So when it came out, I'm looking at him going, what the hell are you doing?
But I enjoyed it because I didn't see it as rude or anything. It just was all part of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was just just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But no, unbelievable. And the Western Bulldogs, they got to get back on. Ooh. That wagon, Fat, because since then, you'd have to say, especially once September's come around, they haven't got the job done.
Well, a very interesting game with the Saints. Mm. I don't know which way to go because if the Doggies get that run, handball, run, kamikaze soul,
they
look
might
out.
Then jettison themselves like they did in 16 into second and third week style.
Well, we're going to talk about it later.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. Yes. I know we're just sort of meandering along and you're about to do your opener.
Oh, yeah.
If Geelong and or Port and Brisbane and or Richmond win, is that a good thing? That means you're playing one game in a month.
Well, I was thinking about this during the week. If Geelong lose, it's not the end of the world.
No, absolutely.
Because then they play three games, tough games in a row, and that's when they're at their best.
That's it.
So that's been the argument the last couple of weeks. If Port or Brisbane win, they got another week off, Jim.
Especially given that it's been a condensed season, so it's been play, and that's your mental thing. Is right, 4 days later we play again, and we don't do that hard session during the week. We just recover and play, and then suddenly, 2 weeks off, win, another 2 weeks off. I'm not sure whether it actually works or not.
Right, I've got a question for you, and we'll answer it later. Joey Montagna come up with this, very good question on Monday. What's the best story? Which team presents the best story if they win it this year?
St Kilda. For me, with the bravery of what they did in the off-season to go hunting those players and bring them in.
Righto.
So if they win it, I think that would be
Port, 150th year.
Mm.
Geelong, Gary Ablett.
Yes.
There's a story. Brisbane, of course, up there.
Yep.
Richmond, again.
No, there's stories, of course, attached to all of the campaigns. But for me, Fat, if the Saints would have somehow managed to win a flag out of this coup in the off-season, I think that would be an unbelievable thing.
Right. Speaking of the Saints, Josh Battle is not playing. Josh Earler.
Battle it out,
Jim. He's got foot soreness. That is not good at this time of the year. At Hawthorn. Of course, we've got the CDU Worldwide update.
Right. Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Get on board a CDU and discover why CDU is a Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
The Sea-Doo Worldwide Update.
That's it, Jim.
Branded.
Well, they love it. They love it. Get on board at Sea-Doo, Jim.
You could probably ride one of their sparks across the Bass Strait and across to New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, it'd only take you a few hours, too. Yeah. You can go see the Jack Jumpers.
You can go to Tassie, absolutely, and catch up with the NBL team down there.
Well, let's start with that, Jim.
No, you're taking the piss with this.
No, the NBL's 10th team is Tasmania, right?
Well, no, we know that.
And we've been going for the last couple of weeks with the yes. three. They nailed it down yeah, to three it. Names. So officially today, they are called the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
No, they're not.
They are.
From below the earth of the island state comes a mighty new force. Introducing the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. They'll strike fear with their venomous attack and brutal defense. Get ready for entertainment of epic proportions. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers march to the top begins now.
No, Jim, no, Bill.
Jim.
Matty Haywood's done that in the booth. That's a piss take.
That's official.
No, it isn't.
From Tassie Jim.
No, Matty has gone and done that in the booth to send up the worst of the name options. So what have they actually called their team?
The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. No, Jim, they are.
No.
They are.
It's, no, come
it's
on.
TTP, taking the piss.
Oh,
fair dinkum.
Oh,
mate. But what about Chris Anstey? He said the NBL takes a great step back into Tasmania, then calls them the Jack Jumpers. My goodness, he says. And Andrew Bogut, joking, yeah? Good one. Yeah, got me good.
Well, that's what we're saying.
I know, Jim.
Come on.
Oh, fair dinkum. I still like the... cousins. But anyway, didn't go through.
Oh, my God.
They're Jack Jumpers, Jim. That'll be fantastic. Right. Speaking of Jack, Jack Gunston won Hawthorn's Best and Fairest last night.
We
well
love
done.
Him. Yeah, well done.
102 votes to Tom Mitchell, 96, and Chad Wingard, 93. Oh, I'm hearing Isaac Smith too. Melbourne having a big crack at Isaac
Why
Smith.
Wouldn't you?
There's a contract for him at Hawthorn, but he's having a look around.
Why wouldn't you? Well, how old is he, Isaac Smith?
30-odd.
Oh.
Something like that. He would be. 30-odd, which means 31.
Yes.
Big game tonight. Port Adelaide versus Geelong Cats. Adelaide Oval 7-4 tie.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams good ins, Jim. Stanley and Atkins.
Yep.
That's good. And Burton, Butters and Cleary in for Port. Big game.
I don't know why. I think Geelong have won 8 of the last 10, haven't they, against Port Adelaide? Something. They've got a very good record in Adelaide, the Cats. I don't know why. I think they're in for a good night.
All
for
right.
whatever reason. And I will probably be wrong.
No. I hope you're right for a change. Hey, what about the Broncos?
Oh,
they have got their man, Jim.
Did I not say to you?
Yes.
Let me just wind this all the way back.
Oh, here we go.
I told you
that old
Conor McGregor was gone at Newcastle.
Yes.
The Dragons.
Paul.
I told you he was gone.
Yeah.
Well before he was, and then he was gone.
Yes, you did.
Then I said old Emily Seabomb at the Broncos.
Anthony Seabomb.
Was gone, and he was gone.
Yes.
That happened almost straight away afterwards. This is from a man that you keep saying, you don't know anything about rugby
league.
Well,
you don't.
I've been ahead of the game the whole time. Then I said to you,
who?
Kevvy Walters would replace Emily Seabomb.
Yep,
have a listen. What day is this, Raps? July sometime?
Yeah, we'll go in that.
Right, and have a good listen.
Come on. Speaking of the Broncos.
Oh, yes. What do you got? you got some breaking news at the Broncos.
I think old Sebo is for the old Sebo. And I told you that the last bloke was going to get the sack well before anyone else heard about it.
No.
No one else had even come across that mail. I told you first. Now I'm thinking that old Sebo might be... who do they give it to? Kevvy Walters?
He's in the... I think he's in the top of the list.
Right. Kevvy Walters. Yeah. Fat.
Yep.
I picked it like a 10-year-old's dirty nose.
You did. Well done again to you. Jeez, you're a star.
All over at home.
But you know who else they're trying to get in there for a 10-year deal?
Oh, I can't believe this.
The bellyache.
No, that won't happen.
The bellyache in 10 years and
coach,
you can sit in.
Coaching.
Oh, yeah, and just help out Kevvy Walters. That'll be interesting if they got the bellyache.
Has he had enough, our man?
Down here? I don't know.
No.
What about
Maybe if they win the flag.
Where's Mel Meninga in all this?
Well, I don't know.
Look at that. Well, he's big in Queensland, Jim. Oh, wow.
He was more of a Canberra man when he played, Melma, but fat.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because I see his head pop up now and then, but I think he's doing a few sporties.
I don't think he is. No question he is.
Hey, speaking of footy, which we weren't, Yeppoon. Do you know where Yeppoon is, Jim?
No idea.
They're central Queensland,
right.
And they are the Yeppoon Swans. They are chasing tomorrow or Friday, even Saturday.
Oh.
Saturday. Their 89th straight victory, Jim.
Oh, my
They're
God.
Through to the grand final, and they're going for their 89th straight victory, which would be a world record. It stood for 44 years. Adelaide Hills had the record before
Adelaide
then.
Hills. Who are they playing against?
Well, they're playing against the Saints. They're playing the Saints and they're going for the 89th fix. That is so that is good, Jim.
Unbelievable. You
they've won six straight premierships
right
there.
Very good.
Now, a bit more. World update, Jim. We love a world update.
Yes, NBA.
Well, exactly. And well done to the Lakers. They won game one. Nice win, too. Won pretty comfortably in the end.
Yes. What was that final margin?
It was about 13
in
the end.
In the
13,
end.
Yeah. Good
right
win.
Yep.
Now, we're going to Russia, Jim. Going to Russia.
No, we're not.
Yes.
Surely not.
Мужики, что скажу? Красавцы все вложили победу, да? Защитники блокировали, нападающие красавцы, хорошие броски. Вратарь молодец,
что я набрал. Now, Jim, what? I was looking for more Moscow when we said Russia.
Yeah.
But that was a presentation.
Yeah.
And guess what that presentation was?
What?
Did you get any of it? Can you speak Russian?
I can't.
Well, there's a Russian hockey goalkeeper, Jim,
yes,
and he won the Man of the Match award.
Right.
Guess what he was presented with?
What?
An AK-47.
No.
A rifle.
Oh, come on. You don't want to be jumping around with a rifle.
I know. Bang, bang, bang. He did have... He had 11 teammates. He's only got three, Jim. Honest to God, he won the Man of the Match and he was presented with an AK-47
yes
assault rifle.
Wow.
And there's pictures of him in the change rooms getting the gun.
Oh, no.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
And that is that.
Well, I tell you what I find interesting,
yeah,
with you know, Fat nailing that margin in the NBA final.
Yeah.
Halfway through the third quarter, the Lakers are up by 30.
Yeah, I know.
So to bring it back to 13, you know, when it all finished.
No, Miami come back.
Did they?
Did you not watch the last quarter?
No, I didn't watch the last quarter.
Oh, mate, the butler was on fire.
Right, okay.
The butler.
Yeah.
he actually did his ankle. But
yeah, mm-hmm, but he come back.
Yes.
Helen Reddy passed away yesterday.
Yes.
And I love a couple of her songs, especially this one.
I am strong.
How good's that, Jim? We've never played that.
Very good.
Well done. That's it. That is an unbelievable update.
Comprehensive.
Thanks to our very good friends at CEDU.
All right. Paddy McCartan joins us next on the Rush Hour.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
High ball forward. I thought he was helping.
Oh, Paddy!
He's taking the mark anyway.
Oh, big Paddy!
Picked up in the end by Robert and bit of a hoofing left foot bomber.
Gap,
into the
gap,
square.
Gap.
The gap's got it.
The gap. That's what we want to hear. More of that, Jim.
Yes.
Paddy McCartan, I read a nice article on the weekend in The Age. He's ready, willing, and able to return to the AFL footy. That's what we want to see. So we thought we'd have a chat to the great McCartan. Go, Paddy.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Oh, mate. One out, one back here. Just going beautifully. So tell us, you're ready to go. You've got all the clearances and you're ready to play.
Yep. Yeah, I've got all the clearances. So I'm ready to go. So it sort of happened over like the course of the last year. I spoke to you guys not long ago actually, and I sort of had to do all this medical stuff, all this treatment, and basically they sort of said, you know, if I get through all that, and they were sort of satisfied with where I sat and that I was at no sort of greater risk of getting like head knocks and stuff like that, then they'd clear me to play. And yeah, I ended up getting that in about April. Yeah, I'm good to go now. So it's just a matter of finding my way onto a list somewhere.
Well, that was my next question. Where do you think that'll be? Will you have to head back to maybe the VFL and get a season under your belt there? What do you think?
Hopefully I'll just jump on a list, but it's more just working out at the moment. I think obviously there's all that stuff going on with like the all the corona stuff's just throwing a bit of a spanner in the works really. I think probably would have been a bit simpler if it had just been the same as, you know, previous years where everything just went smoothly, but obviously everything's jumped a little bit differently this year. So I think once they work out the TPP and the list sizes, the clubs will be able to like finalise everything with lists. But yeah, I think it'll all work out. It's just a matter of where at the moment. But yeah,
well,
I can and see what happens.
Training with St. Joey's down there in the Geelong lead and going beautifully. And then you went up to Sydney and you're training there too.
Yeah, so I went up. I was training in Geelong and I trained with Joey's for a bit, and then and that was awesome. Like, because I sort of hadn't done any training for, you know, with a club or just any sort of training at all for probably best part of 18 months. So I spoke to Joey's, obviously that's my local club down there, and just had a kick with them. And then obviously all the corona stuff sort of just threw a real spanner in the work. So I think it was annoying for everyone, you know, especially boys down in Geelong, the local leagues that want to play footy, like it just sort of stuffed the year up. And yeah, but it was awesome. I love training with them and having to run around with a few of my mates. And then went up to Sydney and saw Tommy, which was good just before the lockdown sort of happened in Melbourne. And did some training up there with some of their like younger boys, just like the like sort of equivalent to like the TAC Cup up there. So that was really good. And yeah, just good to get a feel for it again. And especially after you sort of have an extended time away from playing or training or anything like that. So yeah, it was awesome.
Speaking of Tommy, he had a good year. You'd have been happy with him.
Yeah, no, he did really well. He I really liked the way they went this year, the Swans. They got a lot of good young guys that sort of got a chance, I think, through, you know, a few injuries and stuff like that. But yeah, they threw him down back the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks. And yeah, I thought he went really well. I thought he took some good scalps and played pretty well. He's a competitive little bastard. So makes a difference when you're down back. And I think being the youngest of three boys, he was used to getting bashed up a bit when he was younger. So yeah, he takes it out on the footy field.
Hey, what was the most weird thing you had to do to get this medical clearance? Because I remember you went over to America and you were doing some weird shit.
Yeah, I was.
Thank you, Bill.
Bluntly put.
Yeah.
I was. You're right. When I went over to the States, they sort of, the medical system over there, it's a lot different to Australia. Where, like, you know, if you go to, say, like a chiro or a physio, usually get like one appointment a week or something like that. I went over there and it's sort of like an intensive program. So I did like five sessions like for 5 days in a row and that was it. So it was like 4 hours a day for 5 days. And so it was pretty full on. And that was probably one of the weirdest parts, I reckon, just that whole setup. But I think over there, they've got this in this place that I went to. It's like an anti-gravity machine. So I don't know if you've ever seen like at NASA and stuff like that. They put the people in the, like they put them in those seats and they like spin them upside down and stuff like that. So I was in one of them. And there's not, I think there might be like a handful of those machines in the world. There's not many of them, but.
So you're going to be an astronaut, are you?
Oh, well, if I hit the books a bit harder.
Hey, Paddy, how are the Saints going to go, mate? Yeah. I know you're not there, but what do you think? Big final for them, first in 9 years.
Yeah, mate, it's big. I obviously been keeping an eye on them. And when I went up to, I was up in Queensland for a little bit and saw them up there too. So that was awesome. But yeah, I think they'll go well. I mean, I think the Dogs are, Brucey is one of my best mates too, so I've got to fit in both camps, but yeah, it'll be a great game. It's probably one of the, probably the only final, I reckon, where I can't pick it. I don't know who will win. It's a sort of toss of the coin, but hopefully everyone just gets through, all my good mates get through without getting injured. And yeah, but I think they'll go well. They've had a great year and Rass has done a great job. And yeah, it's been exciting to watch them go well.
Hey, have you seen your girlfriend or heard from her?
Yeah, I've heard from her occasionally. I haven't seen her for a while. But,
Hey, they're boys.
I'll see her in the next couple of weeks.
Jeez, oh, mate, been away for 100 days. One of the great trips of all time, Paddy.
Yeah.
Who's paying? Are you paying for it?
Nah, not me.
So that means I am. So. good luck. And the Bowen Club. His old man owns the Bowen Club down there in Geelong. Pub. Nice pub. Good pub there.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Good.
Bowen Club, Cremorne, Wharfshed. There's
plenty around.
Local establishments.
At least we're open. That's right. Hey, good luck, good. Paddy. We're all rooting for you, my friend.
Nah, good on you, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Good luck, mate.
See you, buddy.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Now he picked out Wycheck.
Oh, no, Brody Wycheck. No. Nathan Buckley can't believe it. He was going to just waltz into an open goal, and it went straight through his hands.
Canning had to just hand pass. This is Turner has kicked off the ground and whacked his teammate right the head in Simpson.
Another Falcon. That's a slug of Falcon as you've ever seen.
Lossett
has got Sharon printed all over his mush.
Westcroft to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handball. Takes a bounce. 50, 40, 30.
He tripped over himself. It was like a big bundy in front of him.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman, Tui. And McAvoy back there.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay, Jake.
I think...
You did a bloody good job of it. I like...
I think you're right, too.
Anyway, we're underway here in the second quarter. Siren has sounded and we've gone.
I don't know if we are, Cobb.
Was that the
first
quarter?
No, that's just a bit of a replay.
Drives the ball to full forward. Walker off hands, trying to claim the mark. What are you doing? It bounced off Houston's chest. And then he tried to claim the mark.
Come on.
Josh!
What about the Friday night team just letting Duke get the whole way through?
Well,
like, not jump in and help him. No, just let him keep calling the whole thing, digging the hole deeper and deeper.
At least we pulled up Brian.
Well, you did straight away. But I'll tell you, Bill, it's been a tough year to call footy. Oh,
well, it has, off the TV. Yep,
none of us have been able to be live at the ground, so it has made it hard. But there's some I'd say, speaking of the clangers, great to have Amy involved, of course.
Amy.
Next, we are getting involved in having a look at this round of finals, Fat.
All right.
Because I want to pick, well, you should pick my brain.
No, the footy brain.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, now time to talk footy, Fat, because we've got the first weekend of the finals, and they are enticing
for me.
I like the look of all of them. Let's start tonight, of course, Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide v your boys.
Port Adelaide flying. They're at home. They've got a full crowd. Well, not a full crowd. They've got a lot of Port Adelaide supporters there. Cats must start well. Mm-hmm. They do not start well in finals. Good to see the number one ruckman back, Reece Stanley, very important. And my man there, Tomahawk. It's up to him again. And the other one to watch because Atkins comes into the midfield, Jim, which releases Dangerfield to play more forward a la last week when he kicked three goals. So Dangerfield, very important as always, and Tomahawk. Port Adelaide, it's up to poor old Charlie Dixon, isn't it, really? He's the main man. He got swamped. Harry Taylor will go to him, but look out for Stewart and, you know, second up and then someone else third up.
But the big forwards don't get it done in finals, Fat. We know that. Yeah. They haven't for a long time.
I know.
Buddy kicking that bag against Adelaide, you've got to go back to 2007 or whenever it was the last time.
But they're going to have to kick some goals. So, Charlie, I'm not saying six or seven. Three or something, or four, it'll go a long way for Port to win.
Bill, do you buy into, you know how big a fan I am of Chris Scott, do you buy into the pressure on him?
Yeah, I do a bit. There's no doubt about that. And he'd say there won't be, but his finals record, his record overall
post
is unbelievable. Yeah, since 11. Yeah. Overall has been fantastic. Mm. And the finals one isn't great.
Well, after the premiership, no.
That's right, after 11. So, and you've got Dangerfield, Ablett, these blokes, they're all getting towards the end.
Selwood.
So Selwood, indeed. So this is a very, very important final series.
Taylor, it is actually an ageing group, no doubt about
that. It is, very much so, and they know that.
All right, so I actually think the Cats, I said this before on today's show, I think the Cats are dangerous in that game. All right, Brisbane, Richmond.
Good game. What about that? The Tigers won 15 in a row.
Amazing.
Now, that is having the wood on your team. Yep. But Brisbane, also, they've got three things to get over, Jim. Going out in straight sets. This is Brisbane. This is what they've got to get over to win.
Is this what I saw Kane Corns go with?
Probably.
Oh, no. Have you just directly stolen?
No, but they went out in straight sets last year, so that's important. Yeah. Also, that 15 games, which will be in the back of the head.
Yes.
And the other one is their goal kicking has been poor all year.
I think if we get on social media, you'll see that that's what Kane went with.
But it's
three
true, isn't it?
He's got to get over.
That's true.
And it's actually being heard now.
Yeah. And the wild card for me is Charlie Cameron, who's been down a bit.
Right.
And he's very important for that side. So, Charlie.
So, who are you saying?
Well, I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Tigers. In the first game, you said Port or Geelong?
Geelong.
Righto, Geelong. I'm Tigers. Just writing them down here.
But you know what is interesting? Mm-hmm. With no Lynch, how does that forward line set up, you know?
Well, Big Jack's got to be the man, the P.
Well, Harris comes back. Yeah. If he goes to him and keeps him quiet,
righto.
They're going to have to find some other goals. So interesting setup.
Saints, Western Bulldogs.
Oh, toss of the coin. Very interesting game, this one. I do like the Dogs. They'll flip it around. Right. Run. But I've got a man here who's got a fire, Jim.
Mm.
He's kicked 13 goals only in 16 games, Josh Bruce.
Oh, and six of them are against North from seven kicks.
So
the second worst team in the comp.
He hasn't performed, to be honest, has he?
No.
So it's a big game for Joshua.
All right, who wins?
Dogs for me.
Oh, Dogs.
Mm. Maxi King's the interesting one there for the Saints.
Yes, like him.
Good luck for him. And then West Coast Collingwood, you got to go with West Coast at home. They haven't lost. They play so well there. We know Collingwood like to travel, and they do play well. But I've got two blokes that have got to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Brody Grundy, who's been down all year.
Right.
We need Big Bro. And Jaden Stevenson, who just didn't seem at all like it last week. He was all over the shop. So if he can fire and just give him something different. And for the West Coast, Tim Kelly. Because Shuey comes back, Redden might come back, there's a couple of midfielders come back, but they might be underdone a bit, so Tim Kelly, time to stand up.
Well, Grundy does need to stand up because he'll be up against the All-Australian Ruckman, and he can make an awful mess of your stoppage setup if you don't get hold of Nick Natanui. They do travel very well, they Collingwood. And West Coast, as we know, can make an awful mess of anyone who goes to play a final in Perth. I think Eagles will win, but I reckon that'll be a tight game. Yeah. I love the way Collingwood travel.
Saints and Dogs.
I want to see the Saints win that, whether that's just my heart overruling, true. Because I just think they're a great story. I'm with you with Richmond, and I reckon Geelong tonight are sneaky. Sneaky.
I'll tell you what, you don't want to go anywhere. You don't have to listen to anything else. It's just all been summed up there.
Oh, right.
In that first week.
Did you understand
of,
what that sentence
that
was?
First week of finals chat?
Yeah.
Just play that back on your iPod. Hit reverse.
iPod.
Mm. Reverse.
I don't think an iPod. They haven't released an iPod for 10 years.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Whatever we do. And just listen to that again, and it's all summed up.
Nice precursor to what we're doing next, which is the idiot song.
It is. And don't forget footy tonight from 7 p.m. Ooh. Straight after us, Port Adelaide versus Geelong. Got? Live from Adelaide.
Mark Yates.
Oh, I don't know. My man, Chris Dittmar. He takes up the whole of the front row.
And Ricciuto takes up the second row.
Tom Cassisi, Rhett Biglands. Oh, she's a big game.
James Brayshaw.
Good on you. That's the way.
Anthony William Brown.
That's weird.
It is weird. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
You reckon that's weird?
That's
have
weird.
Have a listen to the idiot song. Not only have we got a classic song to play, but also some classic idiot material. Rabbits, hit it, please.
One, two, three, four.
Because I'm trying to examine you. When I feel your gentle touch.
Cheezel. And things are going our way. Actually, Leon. Phenomenon. Maddie Delver. Him. Ding dong. Jungle. Joey Montana, very good.
Montana.
When I'm with you. Superman. All over the Milky Way. Weatherman.
All right, everyone, move your body.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there. Ding dong. Further. Hi, Jim. Jackie Cooper's ring. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
She's a good ice jumper. That one, Jim, you know? Well, she used to do the big jumps in the ice.
It was ice, Bill.
Well, what was it?
Ski jumping.
Oh, no, ice,
Dick. It wasn't ice. It'd be snow, I'd imagine.
Which is ice.
Oh, you are a fool's head.
Ding dong.
I've got asthma.
Uh-oh, jungle.
What are we doing? Hey, Matty Haywood, by the way. Brilliant.
Matthew.
Absolutely brilliant in the booth. The very best.
Good song.
I got asthma. I actually like the way Matty just beautifully wove some of your best stuff into it.
Yeah, I know. I liked it too, actually, because it's got a nice beat. Ding dong.
Oh, now the closer's got to come. We need to get ready for this massive game tonight. Have you got something humorous?
Yeah.
On that note, Bill's joke up next. Oh, no. It's the Rush Hour.
No.
James Brayshaw.
Hi, this is Warwick Kappa.
Hilly Brownless.
Oh, no.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Remember me? Tough word to say, remember? I'll tell you what we're doing, Fat, and that is after this, we're heading to the Adelaide Oval. Oh, now I tell you, this is this time of year, Fat, and you know it, having played in many of them, this is the real stuff. Your freckle starts to just no knitting needle in there.
That's right. Well, it's a new season, Jim. Mm. The old season's done and dusted, and now this is a new season, and let me tell you, if you don't perform, it gets showing up.
That's it, Bill. Well, some people like me had an incredible ability to perform in finals. So that's what happens.
Yes.
But Brenton Yates, our man Chris Dittmar, big Ricciuto. Dom Cassisi, what a legend he was, of course, from Port Adelaide. Rhett Biglands down on the boundary. A very nice team assembled for Port Adelaide and Geelong. Good luck to both clubs. All right, so Fat, something to make us chortle.
Hume.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, I've been chuckling about this all day. It's not a joke, but something that happened to me this morning.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So it's just a life story.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if I should tell it because it's interesting.
Oh.
So last night I had a couple of beers. A mate come down, Corey from Ballarat, and he likes to have a few frothies. So I had a few frothies. I couldn't sleep last night, and I wake up early. The Cats are playing. I don't know. There's a bit happening. So I wake up early, which I never do. Put on the runners, and I go for a walk, Jim. So I go down to my local park, which is 10 minutes away in Geelong. This is this morning, Jim. Right? So I've gone for a walk, and I've walked a lap and walking down there, and fair to say I was busting for a crap.
Oh, no.
Jim,
oh.
I was. Because I'm every morning, I'm a morning person, Jim.
Yes.
Yes.
Ballyang Century.
Well, it was near, really close to Ballyang Century, it was. So I'm busting for one. There's no dunnies where I was at this oval.
Please tell me you didn't stop.
Well, I found a tree, right? Oh, a couple of trees, Jim. Well, so I didn't want to tell you this, but
I can't operate this way.
Well, so I quickly put the shorts down, Jim, and just... And I was sitting there minding my own business, doing my own business.
Next to a tree.
Next to a tree, Jim.
I don't think that's legal.
Yes, it is. Well,
or acceptable.
But I'm squatting too, which I'm not too good at, Jim.
What the hell?
Have you ever anyway, you wouldn't believe what happened.
I don't believe it so far.
No, you wouldn't believe what happened, Jim. This big dog comes A big dog came bounding towards me, right? And it got off the leash or whatever. And it was like that bloke on the TV. That dog come bounding towards me.
I don't want to hear anymore.
So this dog comes bounding towards me. So I quickly stand up, pull my shorts up. Well,
had you done
anyway. But I'm standing there and I'm going, oh, you're a big dog and nice dog and all that. And the owner, an older lady, finally comes running up going, Rover, come here, Rover. Anyway,
what the hell?
So... Yeah, you wouldn't believe. And she said, look, it's a good dog. It won't bite you. It's all good and all that. And I go, that's fine, Dale. All right. And
Now,
Jim, you wouldn't believe what happened next.
I don't want to hear what happened next.
She looks down. She goes, oh, Rover, you haven't. She put a plastic glove on. She picked up my turd. She picked up my turd.
I cannot hear anymore of this.
And put it in a bag, Jim. Jim, I'm telling you. And she walked off with
you
my turd. Well, what am I going to say?
God,
that's my turd.
You cannot do this.
She walked off, Jim, with my turd.
Would have been warm in her hand.
And she thought Rover had done it, Jim.
No. Jeez, that's a big one from Rover. Look at the size of that body.
Can you believe that, Jim?
No, I can't. That's made me feel all wrong as we go into the footy tonight.
So to that lady and Rover, I'm sorry.
Goodness. That can't happen.